Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
All right. Good morning. And morning. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Cannabis Kids.
Yeah, welcome. Hi,
welcome,
everyone.
How are you? Yeah.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. I'm sitting here in the beautiful Napa Valley. Woohoo! And we have an in-house studio guest here. One of my best friend's brothers here. We're going to call him... look, our little machine.
Red.
We're having tech problems again. Yep, we're going to call him Red. Because his hair is as beautiful as the tiny red hairs on the top of our wondrous cannabis plant. And he's just awesome. I've grown up with this guy, and he and I will tell you something about Red here. So, and I'm just going to say, can I say you partake? Because I already did. I'm going to say that Red's a partaker, and he and I have had a special relationship growing up through the years. We like to get philosophical together and go out into the trees and smoke a little of our cannabis and look at the stars and talk about the world and what created it and what didn't. And so he's always been a really special cannabis friend of mine, if you will, because we have a connection that I don't have with anyone else, really, when I smoke the cannabis. And it's freaking fantastic to have him here in the studio this morning.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Yeah, for being here. This is an exciting week. I first want to give a shout out to the Allen family, and which is the reason I'm in Napa now. I want to say we love you, Mr. Allen, and rest in peace. You are missed every moment and thought of in our hearts, and we love you, and we love your family, and we thank you. And we thank you for all that you've done, and we are glad we got to see you. His little joke was I'd come over to see Don, or my best friend, and I'd walk down into the living room. He'd be sitting in his chair with his, he had these beautiful cigar pipes, and he'd be sitting down there and looking all distinguished watching the Dodgers, and I'd come down and sit by a, on the arm of his chair, and he'd get up to give me a hug and a kiss hello, and we'd chat for a few minutes, and then he'd say, well, glad you got to see me. It was awesome. It was so great. So we're glad we got to know you. I am. So that's why we're here in the beautiful Napa Valley. And I am just fortunate by the grace of the ganja gods that it coincides with the High Times Cannabis Cup this weekend. Woo-hoo!
That is quite a coincidence.
It is quite a coincidence and gift here. So Bellstar is moseying on out.
Serendipitous.
It is.
Now, Bell, have you ever been to the Cannabis Cup at all?
I have not, and I'm a little freaking excited. I can't. I feel like I'm going to Disneyland. I'm so excited.
I bet.
Oh, my gosh. So we should just tell you a little bit about what the cannabis, this is a medical cannabis cup. I believe this is what this is. It's celebrating 40 years. It's a expo, activism, competition, seminars, music, parties, and of course, the best pot on the planet is going to be at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Woo! You cannot complain about that. So founded, yes, in 1993. Here's an organization called the Women's Alliance for Medical Marijuana, WAMM. They're going to be there. They're the nation's oldest continuously operating medical cannabis collective. They focus on the needs of patients and caregivers, and WAM provides hope and builds community while offering a safe, organic supply of medical marijuana to patients with a doctor's recommendation for the treatment of terminal and chronic illness. That's awesome. It's really incredible, all the organizations that are going to be out there. I could go on and on about this one there. So let me just tell you a little bit. There's some seminars. And the first seminar is at 1:30 p.m. if you're going to be there. Come say hello to Belle Starr. She'll be there trying to get some interviews in here. Breaking Dab, a discussion of the growing world of cannabis concentrates. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah.
And it's the cannabis of the future.
It is. Well, maybe not our future, because the kid and I, we like our actual plant. But you, this morning, were you not partaking with some concentrates?
I don't even know what concentrates are.
Oh, Cannabis Kid. Let's give a little education. It's what we do. Explain to Red what concentrates are and the rest of the world here.
So concentrates can be broken down in a couple different ways. And one of them I know a lot of people know is like the hash oil or Phoenix Tears. Or there's a lot of different names of them out there. But it's the oil concentrate of the cannabis plant. There's also a way that you can break it down even farther. It's a way that they do the waxes, dabs, and shatters. And this is the sticky part of the plant that they're actually somehow shaking off. And they're shaking that off with either a CO2 or breaking it down with butane. Now, there's all of these are processes, and there's steps that go along with each one, and you can check those out definitely on I think they have breakdowns of it on Marijuana High Times. But it's just the pure, the good part of the plant without the plant matter. So you're getting all the trichomes and the cannabinoids, and in some instances you definitely get to smell a lot of the terpenoids. In some of the waxes, dabs, and shatters, if it's made right.
The flavorings, where they you get the taste and stuff from, what are called?
How do you partake in a concentrate?
A concentrate would be used with a special device. Some people heat up it works with a water pipe and a hot nail, and it's a device that actually fits on the water pipe itself. And then there's other ones that work with the electronic vaporizers, the handheld ones, and there's little accessories that kind of go with those batteries, and you can actually add on a piece where it actually has a heating coil, and it heats very hot, and it's able to heat up these they almost look like little pieces of earwax, or butterfingers, the inner core of a butterfinger.
Doesn't get any better.
A little bit of like it's that color and consistency.
For that earwax.
We like the butterfinger metaphor better, way better.
Hey, but you know what? Some of them are called earwax and mustache wax, and so these are the ones that you're going to be looking out for. You'll hear it as crumble, shatter. And all of these can be purchased at a local dispensary here for you in Arizona. Concentrates are available to anyone who has a medical cannabis card. Now, how is California and their rules about concentrates?
Well, I'll tell you something. When you ask me that next week, and I'm going to have a really excellent answer for you.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know how they feel about that. When I got a medical card in California in 2005 for the first time, and so I've been a medical patient registered since then, and the first time I walked into a dispensary, it was in Los Angeles, and you can only imagine, it was really like Willy Wonka. I walked into this place, and the smells were just out of this world, and they're trying to take a picture. I had the biggest smile on my face ever to get my little identification card for this particular club, dispensary. And then I walk in, and there's a refrigerated section and a dry goods section, and they had, I didn't know anything about this at all, so I didn't know what to get other than I wanted some dry herb. I could get, you know, I could just smoke. I didn't know what to do with any of that, but they had it. They had hash and concentrates and all sorts of crazy fun stuff, but it's different. Sure is different.
It definitely reminds you of an adult candy shop.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so adult candy shops.
Adult
what
candy
else?
Shop with all the good stuff there.
Yes. I'm distracted by some beautiful photos in Napa Valley, our bloggers posting.
Whoa.
Yeah, excellent.
Did he find
time? He did. So, excellent. Next at the Cannabis Cup, if you're going to go, it's at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. So it's a two-day event starting at noon both days, ending with the actual prize of the Cannabis Cup at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. There's a huge concert Saturday with guest musicians coming. I'm going to be there from noon till I don't know how late Sunday. I'll probably just sleep in the car. So we've got Breaking Dab at 2:30. We've got Cannabis for Health, Happiness, and Creativity. And so listen to this. So I'm just going to throw out, what's that?
The creativity part.
Yes. Yeah, you see? Let's go get creative. So
you need to have that.
Oh, you have to. One of the people doing Breaking Dab discussion is the High Times moderator, Bobby Black.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we have... we've got somebody from Steep Hill. We have someone called Kay. They're a trichome tech. And we have Diane Formbacher, the Normal Women's Alliance. She's going to be speaking about cannabis for health, as well as Bay Area activist Debbie Goldsberry. 3:30, we've got, check this out, you're going to get really jealous, High Times presents Free Weed from Danny Danko, featuring a panel of cultivation experts. And Danny Danko himself is going to be the moderator. OMG.
Wow.
I am super excited.
You're going to have so much fun.
Guess who else is going to be there? Sorry to even interrupt. Kyle Cushman is going to be there. Breeder extraordinaire. We have a representative from Harborside Health Center that's going to be there. We have couple labs, the DNA Genetics, TGA Genetics. Now, 4:30, we've got very, very impressive. 4:30, we've got the results of legalization presented by Russ Belleville. 5:30, WAM, who I read a little bit about, the Women's Alliance, they're going to be speaking.
Oh, that's a different WAM than I was thinking.
Oh, man, I pulled that one out fast. Woo!
That's good.
That was good. All right. Kudos.
So women...
and MGB. So they'll be talking about, they're going to have a panel of patients, and they're going to talk about affordable, low-cost medical, organic medical marijuana. I love it.
Oh, good.
At 8 o'clock, we got some breaks in between so you can wander around. There are going to be hundreds of thousands of vendors displaying everything from pipes to screens to instruments to use your dabs and shatters and Butterfinger candies with. So at 8 o'clock, we get a concert by Mo with additional guest musicians. And Sunday, I might be missing Sunday. We were going to have a beautiful barbecue that day. And Sunday, we've got how to open a business in the cannabis industry. We've got competition in the market, the art of edibles, which would be fascinating. We've got the unalienable rights versus civil rights discussion at 4:30, which I would definitely be there for anybody. You guys video... this will probably be videotaped later. And then the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Award Ceremony is at 7:30. So some lucky gal or guy is going to win Pot of the Year.
What do they win?
What's the prize this year?
Just the knowledge in your heart that you have the best pot on the planet.
Recognition.
Okay. A giant silver cup. And I'm not sure what all they win, but
I guess you already have the best weed in the world. Yeah,
I guess that title I probably wouldn't need anything more. The cup would look cool on display, but you know, I would just wear that title around. So
now you keep calling this a medical cannabis cup, so I'm not familiar so much with the culture. different.
Yes.
So how is this different from, is there a regular cannabis cup and then this is distinct as the medical cannabis cup? I mean,
Yes, this is a High Times, but this is Cannabis Kid. You want to help me with this one?
I was like, that was a great question, Red, because I want to know too. I get that. It's just a lot more people that are coming from the industry that are putting their product in, like different dispensaries, or is it more? I know that the High Times regular cannabis cup is most like homegrown people that are doing that from their home. Am I close?
The cannabis cup, I think it's going on its 27th year, and I believe this is the fourth year for the medical cup. So there is a different, slightly different focus here. They're doing a lot of scientific, medical, genetic research.
Topics,
legal
and guests and all that. Right.
Yeah.
How to handle your medication.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's all about the marijuana, the cannabis, the ganja, the pot, the reefer, whatever you want to call it. It's good.
It comes down to that.
It comes down to that. I was telling Red here that we have, and we learned accidentally at Patients Out of Time that was here in Tucson, or not here in Tucson, but was in Tucson a couple of years ago, we have an actual endocannabinoid system that regulates all the other systems in our body. So if you all can get out to the next Patients Out of Time, the last one was an organ, but that was the focus, was the medical aspects and how your body really needs this plant. And the fact that we haven't had it for so long, and we're getting it back, is just fantastic. What are you doing over there in the wind, Mr. Kid? You got a cool article you're going to read?
No, I was just listening to you. I love how you are talking about the endocannabinoid system and how we need cannabis in any form, whether you smoke it, whether you vape it, whether you juice with it in the morning, getting it into your system is very, very crucial to living a healthy life. I think when you use it, you definitely are using it as a preventative tool more than anything. It keeps a lot of cancers away. It keeps a lot of sicknesses away. So, I say prevention is the key for anything. And if you have that on, in the back of your mind when you're using this plant, knowing that you're not just using it because it makes you feel good, but you should be using it because it makes you feel good. And you should be using it to knowing that that it's going to prevent something in the future. And
that's right. I'm with you. And I have a study that I found on Normal's website, norml.org. You can read this with me. And it says, habitual marijuana smoking not associated with increased risk of lung cancer. So I'm going to read this, and it sounds a little windy over there. I want you to hang on for 1 second while I read this. Subjects who regularly inhale cannabis smoke possess no greater risk in contracting lung cancer than do those who consume it occasionally or not at all, according to data published online ahead of print in the International Journal of Cancer. I love it. An international team of investigators from Canada, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States analyzed data from 6 case-controlled studies involving over 5,000 subjects. 2,159 cases and 2,985 controls from around the world. Authors concluded, results from our pooled analysis provide little evidence of increased risk of lung cancer among habitual or long-term cannabis smokers. Investigators had previously presented results at the 2013 annual meeting of the American Academy for Cancer Research. Their findings are similar to those of a 2013 review published in the journal Annals of the American Thoracic Society, which concluded, habitual use of marijuana alone does not appear to lead to the significant abnormalities in lung function. Overall, the risk of pulmonary complications of regular use of marijuana appear to be relatively small and far lower than those of tobacco smoking. And accompanying commentary in the same journal affirms, cannabis smoking does not seem to increase risk of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, or airway cancers. In fact, there is even a suggestion that a low dose of cannabis may be protective for both conditions.
Uh-huh.
Three clinical studies have documented that cannabinoids possess potent anti-cancer properties, including the inhibition of lung cancer cell growth. To date, scientists have yet to conduct controlled clinical trials replicating these results in human subjects. Wow, holy.
That is amazing.
Big information. I'm closing up the window here, too. We got some dogs barking and good stuff.
I was like, you sound so far away, Belle.
No, I'm back. That's the question everybody says. I don't want to smoke it because I'm going to get lung cancer. I'm going to get this. And this just told us the exact opposite. So what do you have to say about that?
Well, I'm right there for it. I understand where people are coming from. And anytime you're inhaling smoke, it can be a little confusing and a little bit harsh for some people. But smoking it is one of the best ways to get it into the body. They are talking about it's faster, the fastest ways.
It's the fastest
not the
way
most efficient.
Well,
right, not the most efficient use of the plant
it is
itself.
For me. Okay, it is for me, though. That's my choice. So, yeah.
Right. It's right. And going along with this, that we were just talking about how there's some other, you know, there's other things out there that people are using to get a, you know, a kind of a stress relief. And there's alcohol out there. It says some people prefer alcohol. You know, my preference is my preference is marijuana. You know, it's less harmful. Alcohol is highly toxic, which produces way more hangovers and long-term damage than users.
And it does. I want to say cannabis is not a dangerous plant, and alcohol, like you were saying, can be. And alcohol can do really, really bad things. You know, it's hurtful for the liver. It can cause blackouts and an inability to remember even conversations you may have had. And you know, in the morning when you wake up and you've had just even an ounce too much of alcohol, you don't feel good, hangover.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
I might have a drink or two these days, but I would prefer to have a hit or two of cannabis with some pals than anything else. And it was funny because there were a few hangovers here in town recently, you know, kind of fun. And I woke up feeling like I needed a little aspirin. I didn't drink, but maybe one porter. You know, I'm a lightweight, so I had a little porter. But I woke up with a little slight headache, and everybody was grabbing the aspirin. I grabbed my pipe. That was my aspirin. I went outside, had a little nice support, and I felt better instantaneously. No hangover, no headache. I was great, refreshed. And they're all sitting around with, you know, not good bellies and can't get up, can't talk, you know, popping pills, you know. So it's a different way of handling life sometimes, but I think cannabis is a way better choice than alcohol. It keeps you present usually, and no hangover.
Mm-hmm.
I like the no hangover part. That's my favorite because I went through enough hangovers in high school to last me a lifetime.
So this one, you know, it says I enjoy using cannabis for the same reasons many other adults use alcohol, to relax after a hard day's work and to enjoy time with friends. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. And I, you know, we were talking about the creative aspect of it. I find that with more and more alcohol, you become more and more, there's an inability to be creative, I think. It stops at a certain point. And with cannabis, I feel I can get into what Dr. Grinspoon, who just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Grinspoon.
Happy birthday, Grinspoon.
Birthday. Woo-hoo. But he really likes the, what did he call it? He didn't call it euphoric, expansive. It was what him and Carl Sagan would refer to as the philosophical side of cannabis. He said there was medical, recreational, and come on, folks, what is it? There's another piece out there. You remember? It's smoking faster than vaping. We got a little... I wonder if that was what he was talking about.
What was that a question from someone?
Yeah. he said faster than vaping, maybe with cannabis.
Anytime you're inhaling into anything to the lungs, it's the fastest way because it gets into the bloodstream. Vaping would be better than smoking because then again you're not having to inhale the smoke. It won't maybe burn your throat or things like that, make you cough. Depending on how you're vaping it, the different the oils, the dabs, the waxes, all of them are different kinds of made with different kinds of things, so the throat hits could be different, but smoking and vaping are right about the same.
Okay.
As far as working, how fast it works.
Okay.
In the body.
And the dabbings are more like bong hits and things like that. So that's all the chatter.
Right,
that's
all still smoking, inhaling it through the lungs, and it's going through the bloodstream that way.
Yeah. And it is the fastest way, which I will say I'm very happy that New York just became the 23rd medical state.
Woo!
Okay, but New York, I have a question. And I'm sure they limited smoking, can't smoke cannabis over there. Am I correct? So within their policies of becoming the 23rd state, I believe smoking cannabis is not accepted in their program. Let me look at this. Yep, correct. We just got a blogger that says, you are correct, there is a no smoking clause. Can you believe that? So hang on one second. We're going to find this because I want to read, and they'll probably get me a faster link than I can find here, but they're the clause here. Here we go. This is the New York State legislator and Governor Cuomo come to an agreement on medical marijuana. I found this on Normal, too, but I know there was one that specifically talks about the no-smoking part of this all, which is, I don't see how that anybody who knows about cannabis really can say you can't smoke this because do they not listen to our podcast, Cannabis Kid? New York state lawmakers announced today that they have come to an agreement to approve a limited pilot program for medical marijuana in the Empire State. An agreement was reached to amend the bill to include provisions by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, including provisions that prohibit the smoking of marijuana. Instead, the amended measure is expected to only allow for non-smoke preparations of cannabis, such as oils. The compromise measure also reduces from the original bill of the number of qualifying conditions, as well as the total number of state licensed producers and dispensers that will be allowed. A final draft of the compromise language has not yet been made public. The pilot program will be overseen by the state health department and would last for 7 years, with the option to reauthorize the program after that period has expired. And after final approval, the state health department will have up to 18 months to establish regulations and authorize entities permitted to dispense it. The governor, upon recommendation by the state police superintendent or the state health commissioner, would have the authority to suspend the program. Well, I say, at least they have a program, so they can use cannabis. And they're going to be allowed to vaporize it, that's for sure. That's in there. So you can't smoke it, which is odd. But
you can't smoke it, but you can vaporize it.
But you can vaporize it. Now, the deal with vaporizing, and this is correct, am I right, Cannabis Kid, that when you vaporize cannabis, you heat it to only a certain degree. And by doing so, you only heat or administer a certain portion of the plant, namely THC in vaporization. Now, people will tell you that you can take the remaining portion of the plant that is unvaporized, that contains high levels of CBD, CBN, other molecules in the plant. You can smoke that. You can cook with it, eat it. I don't know that I'd eat it, but you could smoke the rest of it. Or cook with it. And so it's interesting that I'm not sure why they're limiting the smoking.
I'm probably not sure either. It sounds like it's a slow reintroduction of what was traditionally acceptable a long time ago, and we're slowly having to change perceptions as to that it is not a negative. thing anymore. I know that, you know, anecdotally with my father, he's part of this generation that believed it was a very negative and bad thing, and wouldn't even talk of it. And so, you know, we're trying to slowly change those perceptions, and that's done through compromise, and sometimes compromise is painfully slow.
And education.
Yeah, education takes time.
While your father was here with us, your mom has been using some hemp oil, which is, you know, the same plant, and very effective in healing cancers and neuropathy and pain and seizures. All the little kids are coming out. Their parents are supporting their use of high CBD hemp oils, out of which your mom uses. They're stopping seizures, in fact. And that is one way to slowly introduce cannabis back into our society. And probably because the government has said, hemp's okay, but cannabis isn't. So slowly our government's saying, cannabis is okay. Kind of.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of let you use it, kind of. So, well, I think like with alcohol prohibition, the same, we're going to follow the same basic path. The states are going to have their own ability to regulate it in a manner they see fit. You know, we've got some dry counties, and some days you got to go to Mississippi, or you got to get out of Mississippi to get your alcohol, or, you know. I remember having to do that from Minnesota, driving over the water there to get a little drink on Sunday. You can't do that.
Wow.
But in some towns and cities. So I think cannabis will be regulated like that. I think that New York is lucky to have a program. I think they're lucky to be the 23rd state. I know there's a lot of complainers out there, but I say you got something started and be grateful for that. And 23 states and D.C., that's a lot.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's almost half. Yep.
Yep.
That's almost 50% of our country. The United States of America loves this marijuana, folks. Let's just admit it. Bring it. Let's bring it. You know what else we should bring on?
Bring it. Puff, puff.
Puff, puff. Puff. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This fuck. Walked into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Seville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Oh, this is awesome.
That's always a good one.
Oh my gosh, I love our show. I love cannabis. I love Cannabis Kid and everybody out there. And I just realized we've got some more family members out there listening, and we're just going to call this one Blue. And I want to say, howdy, Blue. How are you this morning? So we've got Red. We've got Blue. And we've probably got some tulips out there because there's somebody I know's favorite flower. So hello, everybody. Wow, yeah. So I really think they should be able to smoke the cannabis in New York. But they're going to get it, and they'll write some provisions, and they'll change it. And they'll make it so that they can. But for now, there are so many ways to use this awesome plant. In fact, one of the greatest ways I know, and you know, we know firsthand, is juicing this plant is one of the best ways to consume it ever.
Right.
Your body, I'm closing the window again. It's a very busy morning in the Napa Valley. Your body can consume actually 60 times the amount of the plant when you juice it or eat it raw. You know, burning anything takes something away from whatever it is you're using. You know, that's why there are a lot of people out there who will cook only to a certain degree because they want to keep the enzymes and the plant itself more live.
The integrity of the plant.
Yeah, the wholeness, if you will, of the plant. So juice it is awesome. What we do after a little trimming. We flash freeze our trimmings, our sugar leaves and our leaves, and we then take them out as we need them for our smoothies, throw them in, handful or so, and talk about energy. Holy cow, this is like the best wheatgrass shot, but we call them weedgrass shots. They're awesome.
Ooh, yum.
So good for you, so good for you.
Well, I have a little information, and it's just kind of the follow-up from the FDA and medical marijuana. So the FDA administration, FDA is conducting an analysis at the Drug Enforcement Administration's, the DEA's request on whether the United States should downgrade the classification of marijuana from a Schedule I drug, said Douglas Throckmorton. I was trying to practice this earlier.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Throckmorton, Deputy Director for Regulatory Programming of the FDA, at the congressional hearing. The FDA reviewed the status of marijuana from the DEA in 2001 and in 2006 and recommended it remain a Schedule I substance. The DEA has since been petitioned to change the classification of cannabis, and they said that they are in the process of an eight-factor analysis, and they would expect the FDA to complete its they said it would not say when the experts from the FDA would expect the analysis to be done or whether it would recommend a change.
the agency first consult with the National Institute of Drug Abuse, and then the second, the recommendation through the Department of Health and Human Services before handing it to the DEA. So there's a couple, there's a few more steps that they're going to be going through before we hear anything. And hearing the way, knowing that the way the government works, it's probably going to be a slow thing. I think a lot of people were talking about how this is going to be Obama's last thing that's going to happen while he's in office. But they're also getting a lot of heat from the everyone from DEA, or the DEA is getting a lot of heat from the American public for changing this, because they're the ones that have to all work together on lowering the Schedule One drug to a Schedule Three or Four.
Well, I like what our lawyer says. Just take it off scheduling. Just screw scheduling. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but basically, because if you schedule anything, you've got limitations on it. Alcohol, written into our Constitution, is not scheduled, and there are no limits. In fact, there are limits, but every American citizen has the right to brew 100 gallons of their own alcohol every year, if you would like to do that. And that's something that most people don't. Yeah, most people don't know that. Do a little research there. I didn't even know it was written in the Constitution, but it is. So check it out. It's
100 gallons a year.
100 gallons a year
for private use.
For private use, brew your own. I know light bulbs are just crashing across the country and the world right now. Oh my!
Yeah, what have I been doing?
To get started.
Yeah, we're all getting started, getting those stills out.
But you guys live in Napa, so. You guys should be making some wine up there.
Well, they're doing it. Well, we got some whiskey to be made here. Check this out. I want to just say thank you to Mr. President Obama for allowing. I mean, look what's happened in his terms here. I know there are a lot of Obama not likers, but one thing he's done, we've got 23 states and with medical marijuana laws. And in his little territory, in his turf, in his hood, you get a traffic ticket for having pot. You don't go to jail in the state capitol. No, you just get your $25 traffic fine and be on your way. Pat, pat on the back of the wrist. Now, you're not supposed to drive that. Okay, officer. I won't do it again, officer. Okay, go home, little Susie. Okay, officer. So the number of states that allow medical marijuana is growing. With New York State set to legalize medical marijuana for the first time, the movement to legalize marijuana appears to be gaining even far more momentum. Last week, Florida Governor Rick Scott signed the Compassionate Medical Cannabis Act, which added the Sunshine State to the growing list of medical marijuana states. North Carolina's legislature has also passed medical marijuana bills. Currently, medical marijuana is permitted in some states and forbidden in others, while proposed to legalize medical marijuana are being considered in still other states. Here's a list of states where medical marijuana is legal and the legal amounts of the drug people can possess as compiled by procon.org. In Alaska, it's legal to have 1 ounce and 6 plants. Arizona, 2.5 ounces, 0 to 12 plants, depending on where you live. California, 8 ounces and 6 mature, 12 immature plants. Colorado, 2 ounces, 6 plants. Connecticut, 1 month supply. Exact amount to be determined. I like that. District of Columbia, 2 ounces dried. Limits on other forms to be determined. Delaware, you get 6 ounces. Florida, you can use medical marijuana oils prescribed by a physician. In Hawaii, 3 ounces and 7 plants. Illinois, 2.5 ounces. During a 14-day period. Maine, 2.5 ounces, 6 plants. Maryland, 30-day supply, amount to be determined. Massachusetts, 60-day supply for personal medical use. Oh, I love that. Personal medical use. That's kind of like a definite maybe. Let's see. Montana. Montana, you get an ounce and 4 mature plants, 12 seedlings. Nevada, 1 ounce, 7 plants. New Hampshire, 2 ounces in a 10-day period. New Jersey, 2 ounces. New Mexico, 6 ounces, 16 plants. Ooh, Oregon, 24 ounces, 24 plants, and I'm moving. Rhode Island, 2.5 ounces, 12 plants. Vermont, 2 ounces, 9 plants. And Washington, 24 ounces and 15 plants.
Well, now it's legal in Washington for recreational use. I think they're opening, just read in the newspaper today, they're opening their first
retail shop.
Retail shop. This week. I don't know.
Very exciting news. This country's going cannabis.
So Florida still working on compromises that New York is working on, right? They're only allowing oils, correct?
Yes, as prescribed by a physician. So, yeah, these, and I'm sure all this is going to be changing, you know. And what is it? We have to have two-thirds of...
All this is so much in flux.
Yes, it is. And that's part of the problem, because we don't have a standardized system yet in which everyone can say, it's okay for me to use this, and this is how, like we do with alcohol. You know, if you're 18 some places, 21 others, you can use alcohol, and here are the rules. So when our government sets that standardization up somehow, regulation, whatever they want to call it, when they let us use our pot for recreational, medical, or euphoric, expansive, what did he say? Dr. Lester Grimson, what was that third category, kid? We've got to find that.
Oh, that's right.
And if you live in Tucson and you know the answer to that, we'll give you a free joint if you're a patient. You come in with that answer in the next week. We'll give you a free joint for that one. That is some serious inspiration. Free weed. If you don't come down for that, I'm not saying. Get on down. The Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Three is the charm. We've moved three times. You will love this health center. We have a beautiful lending library with books that I'm going to bring back a book from the Napa Valley on marijuana medical handbook. That's always backwards, but got this here. They're a tiny little bookstore here called BookMine. It's a new local bookshop. So come on down. Get certified. It's only $85. That's the cheapest you'll find in our little town. $65 for recertifications. That's even cheaper. Cheap. So come on down. Best service in the state. We've got folks that come from Phoenix and Mesa and Chandler. They'll only come to Tumbleweed Health Center because how much they like us. So come down and see why. Great staff. We have 7 amazing doctors, medical doctors, naturopathic doctors, very kind and caring. You will have a wonderful experience, unlike my first one, which was not so wonderful in Tucson. But you will have an incredible experience. If you want to be on the radio show, you can shoot us an email. If you have questions, you know someone that should be on the show, thctucson@gmail.com. Check us out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We're all over this media hoo-ha, Facebook and Pinterest and LinkedIn, and we're MySpace, and we're Weed Mapped, and we're THC Finder, and we're LeafLead. We're LeafLead for sure. We're all budded. Oh, we are totally allbud.com. Go and post a review. Go post a positive review. If you want to book your certification online, you can go right to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and there's a fun little button to click. You can listen to all our past episodes. There are over 100 episodes in which to spend your hours smoking pot to and being educated. Fantastic, wonderful guests. We will have next week. Tell everybody what's happening next week. Tell them what you're doing.
Next week we're going to have a lovely guest who actually attended the Medical Marijuana Cannabis Cup, and her name is Belle Starr, and so she'll be in the hot seat next Wednesday. She will be giving us the lowdown on everything that she did.
I'm a little nervous
at the Cannabis Cup this weekend. I know, you should be,
because
on Weedsday Wednesday, we ask the hard questions.
Yeah, video camera. I'm going to have to do one of those crazy little, here I am at the Cannabis Cup, and, you know, do a little, but I have to be disguised. All right, I'm going to get a cowboy hat and a bandana. We'll get over there.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to really try hard to focus. It might be a little difficult. There's going to be a lot going on over there. Oh, my goodness. So if you want to participate, please say hello somehow to us. We love hearing from you. We have over 51,000 listeners, so join them. Join our bloggers. We have bloggers from all over the world. We love our Netherlands blogger that chats with us at the end of his workday every week. And just get educated about cannabis. It's a really awesome thing. You can find an amazing amount of education at azmarijuana.com and Culture Magazine. Woo-hoo! We love them. We love Culture Magazine. And guess what they're doing now, world? They are letting the word cannabis be known on the cover of their magazine. They used to,
which is really awesome. Was it the first 10 issues?
Yeah. The first 10 issues
that they would cover up cannabis with some kind of, whether it be the group or the person that's on front or whatever they were advertising at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of one of their old ones, the red here. But, yeah, this is a great, great actual magazine. And you can also go online at iReadCulture.com, and that's a great way to get some information. One of my favorites is the Weed Blog. I actually really like that. I get their emails every week, and they send me lots of great information. So, yeah, check it out. If you're local, we're 520-838-4430. And just come on in. And we've got one of the least expensive smoke shop, quote, like sections in this town. People come in to just buy our accessories. We've got vaporizers. We have the new pack that's out, beautiful, sleek, handheld vaporizers. And we've got a new one. I think it's the same by the pack company called the Indigo. I'm not really sure. I haven't been there for a couple weeks, so I'm a little behind there. But you all are local. Get in there and get a vaporizer. They're really great. And if you're going to New York, you're going to need it because that's all you can do there. What else, Cannabis Kid? Tell them about Holy Smokes. Tell them about the beautifulness of your company in there.
Yeah. So Holy Smokes, we've got our all-organic vaping tonics, which are packed full of terpenoids. So you can feel the effects of the terpenoids just by vaping on any one of these 15 products, which have a different effects from each one. So you can choose the effect that you want, whether it be, you know, de-stressing after a long day of work, helping you sleep at night, hanging out with a group of friends. We have an aphrodisiac group. And we also have a stimulating one for the morning. And, you know, some of these different... What's that?
A little coffee-like.
The coffee-like? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a little stimulating.
A little stimulating in the morning. And I say, you know, I say it in the morning because usually that's what people need to, you know, kind of get woken up during the day, is that little bit of stimulation in the morning. So, you know, the stimulating ones are... have some flavors of them like clove, cinnamon, and ginger, or black pepper, grapefruit, and a sage. There's one that has peppermint, ginger, and clary sage in it, which all of these, you know, just really stimulate the mind and the core of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, you know, one of Bellstar's favorites, which is the... from the communal motif for the hanging out with friends is the Pipe's Peace, orange, parsley, and sage, which is a nice one to mix your cannabis oil with.
This is what I'm picturing with it. Right on there.
Yeah, it works really nice. So, and these also go great with your concentrates as a condiment. So, you know, just to, if you have a condiment maybe, or a concentrate that might be a little more on the heavy butane smelling and tasting side, this might be something that you can add to your concentrate adapter and just kind of freshen up the flavor a little bit. People have been known to use it with their dried cannabis in a vaporizer or on a water pipe, just a little drop. Kind of helps the terpenoids get soaked in and is a great vape. So you can get your Holy Smokes down at Tumbleweeds at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. They have all the different ones that you can choose from. We have wellness kits starting off at $59.95 and three-pack motifs, which you can get a little sampler pack for $24.95.
It's an awesome deal. They're all organic, herbs and spices. They're just beautiful. Tell everybody what a terpenoid is.
So a terpenoid is what makes sunflowers yellow. It's what makes cinnamon spicy and red. It's really what attracts mammals to plants, the flavors, the colors, and any mammals, not just humans, but it's what terpenoids are what live in the plant to kind of give it its de-stressing qualities. It helps the plant de-stress in certain times. So as the plant uses it, we as humans can use it as well to get those same kinds of effects. So if a plant is having, you know, a stressful time, it actually can give off these different kinds of terpenoids to relieve those stressful times in its life. And therefore, we can also use them. And humans have adapted well with botanicals over the time that we have been on this earth. And we reciprocate really well to terpenoids and anything that comes from the plant as medicine.
Yeah, it's what makes each rose smell a little different and a little different in color.
It's what makes your cannabis smell so delicious.
Mm.
Those are terpenoids in your cannabis.
Yeah, yes. Yes, like my favorite is lemon skunk. We've got limonene. It's very refreshing and
exactly.
Airy.
And the limonene is really, really good for waking up the mind because of the fresh scent of it. There's just so many different things. Cinnamon is really good for a lot of different things that allows the body to heat the core up. It works in different ways as far as helping the body lose weight or even stimulate the body.
Yes.
It's
good for depression, anxiety. It's an anti-tumor, antiseptic, immunostimulant. It produces apoptosis of breast cancer cells. It's antimicrobial. It's used clinically to dissolve gallstones, and it relieves heartburn and gastrointestinal reflux. It's also good for blood flow from the heart. So the terpenes not only make things taste good and make you feel good, but they have very specific medicinal properties that go hand in hand with each specific one. So like there's one here called apinine, which is that skunky pinene taste you get. It's a sleep aid. It's a sedative. It's a bronchodilator. It's an anti-epileptic, a stress reliever, an anti-convulsant, an anti-inflammatory, and it's got a nice pine aroma, very relaxing, a sleep aid. It's just these terpenes are wonderful, a wonderful part of the plant that we're learning about in through science and education. So I hope the government's listening because I just gave you a little in-service as Mrs. Allen will call. I want to say thank you to Mrs. Allen because I told her yesterday, thank you for humoring me because she's been inundated with cannabis for 3 weeks and she's been wonderful to host us with the most marijuana education in-house. So, and she could teach a little in-service herself now. So check it out. Check out terpenes and cannabinoids and look into the plant medicinally because like Red was saying here before earlier, we're slowly changing perception and how you do that is education and research, which we have a lot going on in the way of cannabis. We've got almost half our country has allowed cannabis for medical use. They understand the benefits medically, scientifically, spiritually. This herb, this plant, a weed, if you want to call it, has been around this planet for, you know, tens of thousands of years and has been used in everything from religious ceremony, helps with Queen Elizabeth's menstrual cramps, helps Carl Sagan explore and discover our universe. It helped Dr. Lester Grinson with his overall aches and pains. This is just a miraculous plant, and I just love marijuana. I love it. And we actually, oh my goodness, we're just about out of time. I'm going to try this little ditty of ours again. I'm not really sure what's happening with my GarageBand program, but we're going to try it again here. We're going to try and scoot on out. Cannabis Kid, next week I'm going to get to hang out with you. I'm so excited.
You're home.
Yay. Well, we would like to thank us for joining us and the Allens and everybody out there. We love you. Thanks for letting us use Studio A. We would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, Culture Magazine, azmarijuana.com, and Tumbleweeds Health Center. Go down and get certified, folks, and support your local community cannabis center. Thank you for letting us host Weed Day Wednesday every week. Stay tuned for more awesome shows. We're going to have the Cannabis Cup update next weekend, next Weed Day Wednesday. And after that, who knows? It's a mystery. But stay tuned for more shows. Get certified. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, have a good day, you guys. Happy Weed Day Wednesday.
Take care, everyone. Miss you too, Belle.
See you
next week.
All right.
Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, everybody.